Informative news and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you back at SUNY Oneonta as we get set for our third game of the day. It's the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship. This is one that Dave and I have personally been looking forward to, as it's Lawrence taking on South Courtright. Lawrence is the 4 seed in the bracket. South Courtright is the 3 seed in the bracket. Just two teams that are very evenly matched and should be a game that will come down to the wire. Welcome into the Chambers in O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Located on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, Cork and the crew are there for all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. You have the Delaware League champion, South Courtright Rams, with a record of 20-2. You have the Tri-Valley League champion, the Lawrence Leopards, with a record of 20-2. So it doesn't get much more even than this. We'll take a break, we'll come back, and we'll get you set for tip-off, talk about everything that needs to be talked about between these two teams. A lot on the line here tonight for a berth in the state playoff tournament. Lots to talk about coming up. Dave Smith and Nate Lowe will be right back here on WCDO Sports.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes, with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills, from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Nate Lull, Dave Smith on WCDO Sports, also on WCDOsports.com. Courtesy of SFCU, it's the boys Section 4 Class D Finals. Live from Oneonta State, Lawrence taking on South Courtright. And again, these are some teams that we don't normally cover here on CDO. So we want to say thank you to some of our special sponsors for this game as well. Starting off with the Lawrence Booster Club. Of course, you can support Leopards Athletics by going to the LCS Dodgeball Tournament to support varsity baseball. It's coming right up March 14th. Or you can go to the Lawrence 3-on-3 Basketball Tournament April 18th and 19th by visiting lawrencecs.com. Staff Works of Norwich as well, another sponsor for today's game. Call them today at 334-5055 or visit online staffworkscny.com. They have some open positions they're looking to fill right here in Oneonta, so call Staff Works or visit online staffworkscny.com. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, DNBD, they meet all your needs, and visit any of their offices and join their internet banking services at dnbd.net. Use their mobile banking app by searching DNB Mobile Banking in your app store. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, they have several branches locally in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and their loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta. Of course, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, they're a proud supporter of SK Athletics. They do a number of things, manufacturing state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other professional athletic equipment used around the U.S., including in the NFL. That's really cool. Go Rams from Sportsfield Specialties. And Robinson Terrace, senior and assisted living facility in Stamford. Robinson Terrace wishes the best of luck to all SK girls and boys teams here today. Robinson Terrace promotes health and provides educational programs for residents, employees, and the surrounding communities. Discover the difference at Robinson Terrace in Stamford, a place like home. Robinson Terrace contacted us and wanted to be a sponsor because South Korea was playing Stamford in the semifinals, and they wanted to help support South Korea as well once they got here to the finals. But what a matchup the other night between Stamford and South Korea. South Courtright coming out with a 55-52 victory right here on this very floor to go ahead to the championship game. Came down to a three at the buzzer, a miss there for Stamford. On the other side, Lawrence defeated Southern Cayuga 65-55 to advance to the finals. But you have two teams, both are champions in their league, and this is the way it should be. Two teams battling it out here, Dave, for the finals. Your thoughts heading into this one?
It's going to be one of the most exciting games that I've ever called with you, and we've had a couple of exciting ones, Nate, but you look at both sides right now, you got two teams that worked hard all year to get here. They've won the games they're supposed to. I've had the opportunity to coach against South Courtright twice. They're good. They're the real deal. I haven't seen much of Lauren, but watching these guys warm up, this is going to be an exciting basketball game.
We've seen lots of Lawrence this year here on CDO. Not only in the regular season, we saw a couple of matchups with Franklin that we did. We did the Tri-Valley Championship, which was a great game against Milford. We knew going into sectionals that this Section 4 Class D bracket was loaded. You had the MAC runner-up in Delhi. They were the number one seed. You always know that Southern Cayuga out of the IAC is going to be kind of a dark horse team. They upset Delhi. You had Milford. You had Morris. And, of course, you had Stamford and South Courtright, who had been to the finals in the Delaware League. It was just stacked from top to bottom. Some great games. These are the final two teams. I know we differ a little bit on who we think might come out in this game. There's just so much that you don't know. Of course, South Courtright, what a tradition. Winning a state championship, going 26-0 back in 2009. The team they had to beat to get out of the section that year was Lawrence. Lawrence was a fantastic team led by Aaron Lang, who's one of the assistants over there now for the Lawrence Leopards, and went on to have a good career at Hartwick, and that was a great battle back at the arena in 09. And now here today, these two teams again ready to meet up. I just can't wait to see what transpires here.
I can't either, and it's good to watch good quality basketball. You got two great coaches. Bobby Vann, of course, I mean, this guy is no stranger to big games like this. And like you said, we differ on what we think is going to happen here today. But I just like South Korea's balance. I like the way they play defense. I like just to do all the simple things. And, you know, you got some notes here about what they've accomplished over the years. And it's going to be interesting to watch. And watching Lawrence warm up, some of those guys, they look like men. So it's going to be fun to watch here.
We're going to take a quick break and pause for the national anthem. We'll be back for the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship from Oneonta State between Lawrence and South Courtright. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live high school championship basketball this afternoon on CDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Catskill Travel has super group rates on a variety of unique trips. You can't lose with a group cruise on Carnival Cruise Lines August 24th. 5-day cruise from New York to Canada. Inside cabin rate just $500 per person. How about a Canyon Country 9-day tour visiting the Grand Canyon as well as Bryce, Zion, and Oak Creek Canyons, plus Monument Valley Navajo Tribal Park and more. Includes airfare, deluxe hotels, and 12 meals. Find out more about these awesome group trips from Catskill Travel, 24 River Street, Street in Sydney. Stop it or call for a flyer. 563-2156. 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to SUNY Oneonta. As we get set for the Section 4 Class D Boys Final, our final game of the day. Of course, we were down at the arena this morning for the Bainbridge-Guilford Lady Bobcats taking on Watkins Glen. BG, the number one seed, falling to the number two seed, Watkins Glen, 43-37. Really entertaining game there. And we shot up Interstate 88, got here to SUNY Oneonta to watch the South Courtright and Lady Rams win their Section 4 battle against Milford, winning that contest 56-37. So South Courtright will go on to the state tournament to represent Section 4 Class D. And now we have the boys' game between South Courtright and Lawrence. And just a couple of other quick notes here. I wanted to mention that, Lawrence might have the size advantage. There's a lot of size over there. I think that's certainly going to help them, as all year long they've been able to use that size to their advantage. But on the other side, you look at a guy like Ryan Slider. He had 40 points, hit 10 three-pointers in the second round game against Milford. You have Griff Metzko. You have Ty Lamport, who's just a sophomore. So South Courtright brings so much to the table as well. These two teams, this is what I wanted to mention, met in the Lawrence Pat Grasso Holiday Tournament back right after Christmas time. Lawrence won that game 61-58. So it was just a tight battle there, and I'm expecting the same here tonight.
Listen, if you want scoring in a high school basketball game, I suggest you turn the radio off and come watch, because there's going to be some scoring. And that this Slater kid, he can shoot. And that's the thing, you have so many weapons, because if you can't key on one guy in the South Courtright team, you got to play defense on all five guys, because all five guys in the team can go off. You got the Lamport kid. I'm going to tell you, we opened up against them at Skenevis at our place, and the kid dropped 29 on us. I mean, he can shoot. So it's the Metzko kid. He's a lefty, a little southpaw, but he gets to the rim. They're so fast. But I'm with you, Nate. You know, My opinion is starting to turn a little bit watching these Lawrence boys. They're men over there. You got this kid that watched it go through the line. I mean, he looks like he could be my dad. That's how big he is. And he looks like he's about 30 or about 50 years old. So this is going to be a fun game to watch.
Well, let's do the starting lineups here first for South Courtright. They come in 20-2. They're the Delaware League champions. A senior, Ryan Slider, wearing number 10. Brandon Porter wearing number 11. A sophomore, number 12, Ty Lampert. A junior, number 14, Griff Metzko, and number 24, Andrew Post. And, of course, the head coach is longtime South Courtright head coach Bob Van Valkenburg. Head coach for Lawrence is Andy Carr. They start with senior, 21, Mitchell Barra, also a senior. Number 23, Jared Conklin. Number 32, who Dave just alluded to, the big guy coming through, number 32, Anthony Monaco. The sophomore point guard, who I've been so impressed with this year, Mason Weir, number 33, and the sophomore, Jared Benjamin, another big guy inside, wearing number 42. Both these teams athletic. Both have size. Lawrence has a little bit more. We'll see how that plays into it. You could flip a coin. I think 50% of the time South Courtright might win. The other 50% Lawrence might win. Going to be a great one. Lawrence in their red uniforms with the black and the white trim. They'll go right to left. South Courtright, technically the home team. They're in their home whites with the blue shorts, says South Courtright, in that royal blue lettering across the front of the uniform. We're set to go here from Suco. We're going to tip it up. Ty Lamport will jump it up here for South Courtright. Lauren still in their final huddle. I'll expect to see the 2-3 zone all night long from Andy Carr. That's his bread and butter for South Court, or excuse me, for Lauren's. This is going to be fun on the big court. A lot of speed, a lot of size out here. And I'm sure South Courtright wants to get a little bit of revenge after losing in that holiday tournament to Lawrence back in December. So here we go. Mitchell Barra, the senior, who just went over 1,000 points in that second round win for Lawrence over Davenport, knocking off the defending sectional champions. Here we go. Boy, this place is packed, Dave.
It's rowdy, too. You listen to it. You can probably hear it in the background. I feel like we're at Duke, North Carolina.
This is a lot of fun as Lawrence wins the tip. They'll go right to left, and here's Mason Weir. And South Courtright sets up into zone to start things off.
That's surprising to me.
And here is Conklin. Now for Jared Benjamin. Across for Mason Weir. Dribble drive, gets to the hole, up off the glass, no good. Early rebound, skying up is Griff Metzko. And here comes South Courtright, and Lawrence falls into the 2-3 zone. As we said, that's what they enjoy. That's their bread and butter. Here's the sophomore, Ty Lamport. For Ryan Slider, far side, gets it for Metzko. He's tripped on the baseline and will have an early foul against Anthony Monaco. 7:24 to go first quarter. We're scoreless.
Looks like Metzko's got some tape on that left hand. We should keep an eye on that. Might, I mean, he's a lefty, so we'll see what's going on there.
He hurt it late in the semifinal game against Stanford. Finished out the game. Missed some free throws late because of it, but it is taped up. We'll keep an eye on it here for the Rams. Just came down really hard on it the other night when driving to the hoop. Here's Lamport, dribble drive. He's stripped of the ball by Monaco. And here comes Lawrence, the Tri-Valley champion, and here's Mason Weir. Cool, calm, and collected as he reaches half court. Lawrence going right to left. We're scoreless. 1 minute into this first quarter, and here's Mitchell Barra. Top of the key for Lawrence. Now for Mason Weir. Inside for Jarrett Benjamin. Back out for Weir. Dribble drive. Again, for Benjamin, top of the key, and some quick hands by South Courtright, and they're off to the races. And here is Metzko to half court. Bounce pass for Lamport. Thought about a three, stepped in. Now we'll leave it back off. Here for Brandon Porter. Now for Ryan Slider on the far side in front of the Lawrence bench. And South Courtright in the home whites goes left to right. Lamport steps in. Silky, smooth jumper is in for Lamport. And he gets the first bucket of the night at South Courtright 2, Lawrence nothing.
That's his shot, too. He loves that top of the key jumper. He absolutely loves it.
Here's Mason Weir to half court going right to left for Conklin. Back to Weir. SK, a 2-0 lead, 6:15 to go first quarter. Here's Mitchell Barra for Lawrence, for Weir. On the left side, some good in-your-face defense here in this zone from South Courtright. Very active. Mason Weir, top of the key for Barra. Barra for Conklin. 7 on the shot clock, counting down. Barra for Weir on the far side. The jumper is good. Mason Weir for 3.
Boy, he made that look easy with a hand in his face.
And the defense was right there for South Courtright, but Lawrence gets their first bucket. They lead 3-2, 5:40 to go first quarter. Here's Slider, step in. Takes the 3, gets to the hoop, off the glass, and in for Ryan Slider, who has really come on here in sectionals. Again, 40 points on 10 three-pointers and a second-round win over Milford, 86-77 that ball game.
He's got such a quick first step that it's just really hard to contain him. Even in that zone, before you know it, he's in the teeth of it. So keep an eye on that, Nate.
South Courtright leading 4-3. Ball knocked out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Leopards. They'll inbounds underneath their own basket. 5:23 to go first quarter. Lawrence looking to get in with Benjamin. Finds Barra. Pump fake top of the key, dribble drive off the glass. This one too hard, and South Courtright the rebound. Here's Lamport. The half court finds Ryan Slider, the senior. Puts on the brakes, back to Lamport. Against this 2-3 zone here for the Leopards. Lamport takes the 3, back over for Porter from downtown, and that's no good. And the rebound here for Lawrence, the sophomore Jarrett Benjamin pulls it down. He stands 6'4", maybe even 6'5" here, folks.
I think Lawrence has really got to start trying to get the ball inside. I mean, they have such a size advantage, and they're really, South Court's doing a great job of making them start their offense at the top.
4:45 to go first quarter. They get it inside. Down low for Monaco, up off the glass, no good. Rebound for Lamport, ball loose on the floor. Rams come away with it, and Lamport streaks down the left side. Here comes the sophomore, outside for Slider. passes a little too hard, and he gets it back. Gets it for Metzko at the foul line. This one off the mark, no good. Rebound for Lawrence. 4:25 to go in the first. FK 4, Lawrence 3. And here's Weir slowing it down for Lawrence as they set up the offense once again. Berra finds Conklin, far side for Weir, directly in front of the South Court right bench. Back up top for Conklin, and this defense is really pushing Lawrence back towards half court. Into the left corner for Berra, skips across the zone for Weir, step in three, downtown, he's got it. Mason Weir, another one, and it's Lawrence 6, Courtright 4.
So impressed with some of these young kids.
And here's Porter, back the other way for South Courtright from downtown. Brandon Porter for three, and he's somebody who doesn't put up a ton of points, but not afraid to shoot here in the early going. And SK leads 7-6, 3:40 to go in the first.
You want scoring, we got it.
Here is Weir, over for Conklin from downtown. Off the back rim, Lamport the rebound. We saw Lawrence shoot so well here on this floor 2 weeks ago at a game we did on CDO against Milford in the Tri-Valley Championship. Now a steal for Lawrence. Conklin off to the races, off for Monaco. Up off the glass, too hard, no good. Conklin pulls down the rebound. Griff Metzko steals it away. Here comes Courtright. And the Rams pushing it ahead, but a steal by Weir, knocked out of bounds, into the Lawrence bench. We'll have a whistle, the ball back to SK. 3:09 to go in the first. Rams lead the Leopards 7-6. Here's Ty Lamport, top of the key, now for Porter. Porter across against this 2-3 zone for Lamport in the corner, got it. Lamport from downtown. And he's now got 5 points to lead SK. And now a steal by Griff Metzko at half court. Goes up left-handed layup, blocked away by Mitchell Berra, and a foul on the rebound.
Wow, Nate. What a fast-paced basketball game. I know we watched a girls' game that got up and down the floor. This is fast-paced. Both teams getting up and down. Tenacious defense. Might as well have a three-point shooting contest going on right now.
Metzko had the steal, went up for the layup. It was blocked by Mitchell Berra out of nowhere. Lamport got the rebound. He was fouled as he went back up. He'll go to the line with the Rams leading 10-6. 2:46 to go, first quarter. Lamport to the line, and it's in. He's off to a good start. He was relatively quiet for most of the game against Stanford in the semifinals. Scored 12 points eventually, but it was really Metzko and Slider the other night that got it done. Lamport already with 6 here tonight for SK.
Got a lot of weapons, just like their girls team. There's a lot of weapons. They're so balanced on that team that, I mean, any given night, one of these guys can drop 30 without even, you know, a drop of a hat here.
Lamport connects on the second free throw. It's Kyle Courtright with a 6-point lead, 12-6. This defense is really in your face for the Rams. Here's Mitchell Berra into the lane. Ball loose on the floor, picked up by Mason Weir. Back out for Conklin from downtown. He got it.
Wow.
Jared Conklin for three, and it's 12-9. SK on top. Exactly like the Tri-Valley Championship when they shot lights out here. This is a tough place to shoot the ball.
They're making it look easy, both teams right now at this point.
Now a steal for Lawrence. Here's Mitchell Berra, 2-on-1 if he can hurry. Cuts back to the right side, gets into the paint, and he's fouled as Lawrence goes right to left. 2:03 to go in the first, and South Courtright leads Lawrence 12-9, Section 4, Class D Boys Championship game.
Look at the intensity on both these coaches' face. I mean, they are really up. They're really energetic. They're trying to get their teams going here.
Mason Weir will inbound the ball for Lawrence underneath their own basket. He gets it into Conklin. Into the corner for Weir, another three. This one is long, and a rebound here for South Courtright. 1:55 to go, first quarter. Lamport will bring the ball up the floor as South Courtright in the home whites here tonight goes left to right. Lamport, top of the key, over to the near side, and a jumper here for South Courtright is off the mark and no good for Ed Newman. And now Lawrence with the rebound. They trail by three. They were just down by 6 a moment ago. They bring it up the floor, one possession game.
I don't know that that's a shot that Bobby V wants there early in the shot clock. He's kind of the guy that likes to move the ball around a little bit.
Conklin for three. He got it for Lawrence, and we're tied up at 12. They left him open, dared him to shoot it, and he puts it home. We're tied at 12. Here's Ryan Slider, dribble drive, dishes off, up top for Lamport. Foul line, jumper off the mark. Rebound is for South Courtright. 1:10 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 12. Here's Lamport again, this time for three, top of the key. It died on the back rim. Conklin the rebound for Lawrence and an outlet pass to Weir. 1 minute to go, first quarter. We're tied at 12. Section 4, Class D Boys Championship. Lawrence and South Courtright SK the 3 seed, Lawrence the 4 seed. Here's Edwin Rivera for Lawrence, who checked into the game. And now for Conklin, baseline left side, back up top for Rivera. Quickly over to Mitchell Mara. 1,000-point scorer here for Lawrence. Gets across the top of the zone for Mason Weir. Dribble drive. It's blocked away by Southport Wright. Great defense there. Back the other way for Metzko. Metzko for Slider. Front of the Lawrence bench. 25 on the game clock. Lamport to the hoop. Can't get it to go. And a rebound for Conklin. We're still tied at 12. 20 seconds to go first quarter. Mason Weir looking over at head coach Andy Carr, getting some instructions. Here's Barra, left side, 10 on the game clock here in the first quarter. We're tied at 12. Conklin with 5 now. He gets it off to Weir. Weir back to Conklin. He's going to try to step in and get one off. Leans in. The jumper at the buzzer, no good. And we are tied at 12. Heck of a first quarter
wow,
here, Dave.
Wow, up and down the floor here, Nate. Up and down the floor.
A lot of fun. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7. 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the second quarter, section four, Class D boys final, Southport Wright and Lawrence. Ty Lamport in the corner as Southport Wright goes left to right, passed it down low for Andrew Post. His foot was on the line and possession back to Lawrence, who will go right to left as we start the second quarter. We're tied at 12.
Bobby Van is not happy after that possession, up instruction to his players.
Lawrence in the visiting red tonight with the black and white trim. Southport Wright in the home whites with the blue shorts as they get the ball into their own offensive end of the floor on the left side with Weir. Passes off for Barra. Barra to the baseline, tries to get around Metzko, and now we'll have a travel here against Mitchell Barra. 7:28 to go in the second. We're tied at 12.
Well, Barra's lucky he didn't get called more for a travel. He should have got called for an offensive foul. Really low on his shoulder trying to go into the rim there.
He's a physical player. We've seen that all year. Knows how to use the body and tried to use it there, but traveled instead. 7:15 to go, second quarter. Here's Southport Wright with the ball going left to right. Slider fakes the three. Back for Ty Lamport. Little shoulder shake. Gets down low. Was stripped of the ball. Knocked out of bounds. Stays here with the Rams. And this is the most packed I think I've seen this field house here at Succo this year. This is great.
The atmosphere is unbelievable here, Nate. Just watching the fans cheering on their teams here.
There's Southport getting the ball in. Another jumper for Porter. Off the mark, no good. Gets his own rebound. Passes back out. Metzko up and in. Griff Metzko puts it home. His first 2 points of the afternoon. And it's 14-12, 6:50 to go, second quarter. I should say evening, I guess, as we've been at it all day here on CDO. And now into our last game of a three-game stand here today on your local sports leader.
This has got to be the best one yet.
Oh, this is certainly one we've been looking forward to. Here is Conklin. Passes out. Slider gets to it, but Barra steals it right back for Lawrence. Courtright leads 14-12. They get it down low for Monaco. Loose on the floor, and there's that South Courtright hustle. Ball stolen away by Andrew Post, and here comes Southport Wright to the top of the key for Slider. Thought about a deep three. Pulls it back down for Ty Lamport. And over for Griff Metzko from downtown. That one's off the rim. No good. And a rebound for Lawrence.
You can see Bobby Van is really not happy with his team settling for three-point shots. He just yelled at Metzko to go to the rim, and he just, the look after that shot just says it all.
5:55 to go, second quarter. Here's Conklin for three. Got it for Lawrence. 9 for Conklin on 3 3-pointers. And Lawrence leads 15-14 with 5:45 to go, second quarter. Here's Slider down low for Metzko to the hoop off the glass and in. Boy, he's so strong as he gets in there with that left hand. SK leads 16-15 on a bucket by Griff Metzko. And here's Lamport. He's called for the foul at half court. Trying to be aggressive and go for a steal.
Kind of a chippy foul there. You know, probably could have let it go.
5.5 to go, second quarter. Dave Smith and Nate Lowe, WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFC. This is special bonus coverage today, as these are some teams that we don't normally cover. We have covered Lawrence this year, but South Courtright we haven't seen, so a big thank you to some of our special sponsors again, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Robinson Terrace, Senior and Assisted Living Facility in Stamford, the Lawrence Booster Club, Staffworks in Norwich, and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, some of our special sponsors here for bonus coverage of Class D basketball tonight. Mason Weir, top of the key. Now for Conklin to the high post, back out for Barra. For Conklin, for Weir, step in three, rims out, and a rebound here for South Courtright. They lead 16-15, 5:05 to go before the half. Here is Ty Lamport as South Courtright goes left to right. They get into the right corner. Now for Porter, back to Lamport. Top of the key again. South Courtright trying to work it in, and a long three again is up and in for Brandon Porter.
They need a guy else, you know, somebody else to step up and hit a couple shots, and he's done two of them so far.
South Courtright leads 19-15, 4:40 to go, second quarter. Live from SUNY Oneonta at the Fieldhouse. There's Conklin for Lawrence as they go right to left and into the left corner now for Barra for three. That one is short. Gets his own rebound. Back up, reverse, layup is in. Mitchell Barra, his first 2 points of the night, 2-point ball game. There's Lamport as it's 19-17. South Courtright on top. Here's Post down low and a double dribble. Possession back to Lawrence. Boy, if Barra gets going, he had the first 10 points of the ballgame the other night for Lawrence. And they had four players in double figures in that 10-point win over Southern Cayuga in the semis.
He looks like a physical kid. He just looks like he's really comfortable with the basketball. And, man, you don't want to let him get going.
Here's Barra to the left side. Now back off for Mason Weir. Running the point, just a sophomore here for the Lawrence Leopards. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. SK 19, Lawrence 17. Mason Weir, left side, outside the three-point line. Weir back across for Barra in front of the South Courtright bench. Now for Weir, 5 on the shot clock. Back up top for Barra. Taken away, though, by Ty Lamport. He's off to the races. Lamport goes up, can't get the layup. South Courtright fans wanted a foul. They won't get it. Coast-to-coast action here as Conklin brings it down for Lawrence going right to left. Now he puts on the brakes. Conklin into the corner, skips it across for Barra. Closely guarded here by Slider of South Courtright. Across for Conklin for a three. He got it again.
Boy, he's hot right now. You got to get a hand in that kid's face.
Conklin with 4 threes and 12 points, and Lawrence leads 20-19. Back the other way. A three ball is good for Brandon Porter from downtown, and he's got 9 points.
Hey, if you would have told me Brandon Porter was going to have 3 threes in the first half of this game, I would have said, who's Brandon Porter?
22-20. Porter has come to play here tonight for the Rams. 2:55 to go, second quarter. Everybody stepping up here on both sides tonight. And here is Jared Benjamin, the sophomore. Jumper from the left side for Lawrence. We're knotted up at 22. 2:45 to go in the second. Here is Ty Lamport across for Slider into the corner for Griff Metzko. Off the glass and in. Boy, he is so strong. Griff Metzko with 6 points.
I can tell you the scouting report on him is don't give him the baseline, and somebody's missing their assignment there.
24-22 with 2:25 to go, second quarter. Back to the top of the key for Barra. Now for Weir. Weir for Conklin. Another three. NBA range.
Oh,
off
man,
the back
that thing
rim.
Was from Canada.
That thing was far from downtown. SK back the other way. Here's Slider. Quick first step. Great bounce pass. Off the Porter and in. Brandon Porter has 11 points off a great dish from Slider. 2 minutes to go before the half. And the Rams lead 26-22. And now a steal by Ty Lamport. And he's off to the races. Lamport now puts on the brakes. Left side, he's hounded by Mason Weir before Lawrence backs off into the 2-3 zone. Here is Lamport for Porter, who's got 11. He's in double figures. And here is Slider from downtown. That one's short. Didn't have enough hot sauce on it. And the rebound for Monaco will have a whistle.
Kind of a quick shot there. Not really, early in the shot clock. Probably not the best shot. But, hey, the bucket, I think it looks like the ocean out there. These two teams are really lighting up the scoreboard.
26-22, South Courtright leads Lawrence. 1:39 to go in the second. And Lawrence will take a timeout. So will we for Dave Smith. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We got more exciting basketball action coming up here on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:39 to go, second quarter. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com to all our listeners online. SK leads 26-22. Section 4, Class D Boys Championship game live from SUNY Oneonta. 1:25 to go, second quarter. Here's Conklin, who's got four threes in the first half for Lawrence. Skips it across the zone, and Weir snags it like a center fielder out of midair. Here's Weir back to Conklin. 10 on the shot clock for the Leopards. Conklin picks up the dribble, works it inside, high post for Berra. Up and in for Mitchell Berra. He's got four. Nice pass, though, from Conklin, too. It's a two-point ball game. The Rams on top, 26-24. A minute to go before the half. Slider into the corner. Gets it back. A little give and go with Metzko. Slider all the way to the hoop. Up and under. Got it to go.
Little there.
Ryan Slider doing his best Addy Lawson impersonation there. It's 28-24. Lawrence back the other way. Benjamin. Baseline jumper is good. The big guy can shoot it. Back to a two-point game. 28-26. 35 seconds to go. Second quarter. And here's Porter as South Courtright goes left to right. Top of the key for Lamport. For Slider. Downtown. Money. He got it. Seven for Slider, his first three of the night. Courtright leads 31-26, 20 seconds to go.
That one was deep too, Nate.
That was
real
deep.
These kids can shoot.
And here is Lawrence looking for the last possession here of the first half. Down to 10 seconds on the game clock. Conklin out near half court straight away. Conklin holding on to it. Five on the clock. Gets it to Weir. Back to Conklin. He's going to have to throw something up here in a hurry. Conklin at the buzzer. It's short. And it's our halftime score with South Courtright leading Lawrence 31-26. Dave, the first half lived up to the hype.
Lived up to the hype. Both teams getting up and down the floor. Both teams shooting very well from outside. And not a lot of turnovers. Just it's second half has got to be more exciting than this. And I don't know how much more exciting you can get.
High-quality basketball here tonight as the Section 4 Class D Finals live from SUCO continues. We'll come back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live championship basketball tonight on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
31-26 at the half between South Courtright and Lawrence. The Section 4 Class D Boys Championship. Dave, we were just talking off the air. We don't know the shooting percentages exactly, but they had to be up there in the first half for those two teams.
Unbelievable shooting. I mean, I've watched a lot of high school basketball games, and I haven't seen that quality of shooting in a long time. I mean, I think I just said to you, I mean, South Courtright must have shot 70%, and Lawrence must have shot 65%. I mean, Lawrence finishes a couple of those chippies around the rim, and they're probably tied at this point. It'll be interesting to see what kind of adjustments Andy Carr comes out here in the second half.
About 3 weeks ago, we did the MAC and the Tri-Valley Championships here, a game we did, day we did four games from Oneonta State, and we talked that whole day about how hard it is to shoot in this gym. We saw the Sydney boys struggle. We saw the BG girls struggle. And, you know, they were able to come back and win those ball games, even the Tri-Valley Championships. And then it got to the nightcap, and Lawrence shot the lights out. I don't know what it is. They have figured out how to shoot in this building. Obviously, South Courtright has as well. Tough place to shoot, and they're making it look easy.
I think for Lawrence, this is like a home game to them. It's red. It looks
true.
Like if you go to their gym, if you've ever been in Lawrence gym, it looks a lot like this gym setup in general. So for them, I think it's more of like it's just a home game to them. So it doesn't bother them. And for South Courtright, I got to imagine at some point this year, some point in the last few days, I wouldn't be surprised if Bob Van Valkenburgh had his team in this gym with a shoot-around of some sort.
It would certainly pay off if you could do something like that. I've always thought that, you know, if a coach could get his team in here before a championship game or even a tournament game, they could just get a shoot-around for an hour. It would help so much, just help to figure it out. That's for sure. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, run you through the scoring summary from the first half because there's some surprises on both sides for who was putting the ball in the bucket. We'll take a break and be right back. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The doors are always open at Chamberson O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chamberson O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back to the College at Oneonta. SUNY Oneonta here, halftime, brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service, call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Section 4, Class D, boys championship here today, as Lawrence is trailing South Court right at the half, 31-26. Wanted to run you through the scoring summary from the first half. Ryan Slider with 7 for South Court right there, led by 11 points from Brandon Porter, and 7 from Ty Lamport, and 6 from Griff Metzko. On the other side for Lawrence, 4 for Mitchell Barra, 12 on 4 three-pointers from Jared Conklin, 6 from Mason Weir on 2 three-pointers, and Jared Benjamin with 4. So that's 6 three-pointers in the first half for Lawrence. Just some guys stepping up here and doing big things. We both talked about Brandon Porter in the first half. You know, maybe 2-4 points a game, role player type of guy, stepping up big tonight for the Rams.
And they're not getting a hand in his face. I mean, the threes that he's hit have been wide open, uncontested threes, and then the one time he was just kind of down that low block and they found him for a layup. I mean, but hey, listen, big games mean big time guys got to step up, but also the role players also have to take a bigger role on, because you know what? The big guys are going to be have a lot more key, and it's going to be a lot much tougher for them to score. So it's great to see some of these role players stepping up for both teams.
For South Court, right, there's so much emphasis on watching out for Lamport, for Slider, and for Metzko, that Brandon Porter has just found that little opening, and he's put it home. And on the other side for Lawrence, you know, if they can get Mitchell Barrow going a little bit more, he's got 4 points. But Conklin really doing what he does best, averages around 15, 16 a game. He's already got 12. Weir just so cool, calm, and collected. And Jared Benjamin, just a sophomore down low, doing what he does. So it's going to be a great second half. We're going to take one last quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for the third quarter. Both teams making their way out. Again, halftime. South Courtright boys leading Lawrence, 31-26, Section 4, Class D. Finals here from SUCO. We'll be right back on CDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Zine Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back as we start the third quarter, Section 4 Class D Boys Finals. South Courtright leading Lawrence, 31-26, live here from SUNY Oneonta. Lawrence going left to right to start this third quarter. Here's Mitchell Barra. Barra with the ball, back up top for Jared Benjamin. Now for Conklin. Let's see if South Courtright keeps an extra eye on him. Here's Barra, turnaround shot up and good. Mitchell Barra now with 6, and South Courtright brings it down the floor, going right to left. Here's Metzko all the way to the hoop, up and in, and he's fouled. Griff Metzko going for the three-point play. He's got 8 points. Courtright leads 33-28. And Metzko to the line here. Heck of a way to start this third quarter. Metzko has his left hand taped up, and he is a lefty. Heard it in the final minutes against Stanford earlier this week in the semis. And the foul shot on the and-one play is short, but Metzko gets his own rebound to the hoop. He's fouled, and he'll go back to the line again with 7:27 to go in the third. SK leads 33-28. Metzko really taking it upon himself here to start off this third quarter.
He's aggressive going to the hoop. He's been that way his whole career, high school basketball, but he's really saying, hey, give me the ball, I'm going to the hoop.
Here's Metzko, just a junior. to the line. First shot. Rims out. No good.
Got to make free throws, Nate. You got to make free throws in this game.
His older brother, Tanner Metzko, was on that 26-0 undefeated Class D New York State Championship team back in 09. So it runs in the family as he makes the second foul shot. Metzko has 9. 34-28. And here's Mason Weir. Oh. And now he's fouled by Metzko as he tried to go for the steal at half court. I'm always so impressed by Mason Weir. Hard to steal the ball from that guy. He just somehow has that cool, calm, collected demeanor about him.
His facial expressions has not changed this entire game. And you're right. I mean, for a sophomore, this kid's pretty calm, cool, and collective.
You know that the ball is going to be safe in his hands. And now a steal by South Court right when Lawrence gets the inbound. Back the other way as they go right to left. Inside. Ball loose on the floor. Up off the glass. And no good there for Andrew Post. And a rebound for Lawrence. 7:05 to go third quarter. South Court right lead 34-28. And now Weir passes to the far side. Tipped out of bounds by Metzko. Possession will stay with Lawrence.
It's funny because I've known Bobby Van for years. I was best friends with one of the players on the team that's just going back with Jake Holland days. And he's always got a player on that he always kind of gets mad at a little bit extra. And you can see it with number 24 there in the middle. He got real mad about not finishing around the rim there.
Andrew Post taking some heat there from his head coach. It's going to happen in a championship game. 6:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Conklin for Lawrence off the glass, and he's fouled. Just slicing and dicing there to get to the rim. Couldn't get it to go, but he absorbs the contact, and Conklin will go to the line. Courtright leads Lawrence 34-28 in the third quarter here. 6:39 to go, and Conklin will step to the line. He's got 12 points. He's looking to add to it here. Conklin can't get the foul shot to go. So we're seeing some foul shooting woes on both sides now to start the second half.
And these are points you need. These are points that it comes down to last 2 minutes of game. You know, whether it's a four-point game or a two-point, you need these things.
Conklin rattles in the second one. So he's got 13. It's a five-point game, 34-29. 6:35 to go, third quarter. Here's Ty Lamport. To the right side. Lamport passing one off. Little give and go back with Andrew Post. Now finds Ryan Slider to the left side. Slider with 7 points for Lamport. For Porter. Now into the right corner. Porter dribble drive for Metzko. 10 coming up on the shot clock here for SK. Dribble drive up. Floater for Lamport. Off the mark. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes up. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession will stay with SK.
Got to finish around the rim, too. I mean, that was just a little gimme and, you know, just wasn't able to put it in there.
So South Court, right because of the possession arrow, will stay with the ball. Metzko will inbounds from the left block, throws it up high for Lamport, right through his hands. He gets his own rebound, though, pulls it back, finds Slider, but it was behind him on the pass and out of bounds, and the ball back to Lawrence with 6:04 to go in the third. Lawrence trailing 34-29 against South Courtright, Section 4, Class D boys final. And Lawrence gets the ball in, going left to right. Mitchell Barra, South Courtright coming with some pressure now. They'll back off as Lawrence hits half court. For Rivera, inside for Monaco. Ball loose on the floor. Lamport will try to knock it away. Ball loose on the floor. We'll have a whistle here. This is going to be a foul on Monaco. It was just a big scrum for the ball. And the Zebra crew calling Monaco for the foul, his second. So that's three team fouls on Lawrence, two on Courtright. SK leads 34-29 with 5:50 to go, third quarter. Here's Lamport to half court going right to left. Thanks for joining us here on WCDO, also CDOsports.com. Here's Slider, almost has it knocked away. Ball loose on the floor. Porter comes away with it and finds Griff Metzko.
Bodies flying everywhere right now.
Metzko for Slider. Lamport to the hoop. Can he finish? Rattles out. Ball is loose. Comes back down. Porter goes up. He's blocked. It looked like a pretty clean block there from Mason Weir, but we have the whistle with 5.5 to go in the third. And now Porter will go to the line.
Just going to say that was a big, this is a big defensive possession. If you're Lawrence, you got to be able to do something. You got to have a stop here. You got to have a couple stops here these next couple possessions. Otherwise, it's just not going to be good for them here in the third quarter.
Porter to the line, and his foul shot rims out. So 5:29 to go, third quarter. South Courtright leads Lawrence 34-29, and Porter will step to the line for his second foul shot for the SK Rams. Shot is up and in. for Brandon Porter, and he's got 12.
Boy, Porter's making his way a case for an award here at the end of this game.
Yes, he is. Exciting hoops action here on WCDO. Of course, at the postgame, we'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Conklin, top of the key now for Lawrence as they go left to right for Barra. He hasn't been able to even attempt a three tonight. Here's Conklin. He's got four. Dribble drive, picking away by Slider. Down the left wing he goes. Off to the races, and it's knocked out of bounds by Lawrence, but will stay with South Courtright. Weir and also Rivera getting
great
back
hustle.
Nicely.
Great hustle there by those two kids.
Rivera was in the starting lineup for a lot of the year for Lawrence. As it's gone on, he's gone more to a sixth-man role, but his speed came in handy there. South Courtright gets the ball in, but Slider was on the line, knocked out of bounds, so possession back to Lawrence. And maybe, Dave, maybe some nerves now coming into things as we get deeper in this ball game, it seems.
I think both teams are really tightened defensively, and I don't know if it's nerves, but they're just both, I mean, bringing a little pressure, and defensively just things are really starting to tighten up.
Here's Mitchell Barra for Lawrence to the baseline, left wing as Lawrence goes left to right. Weir for three, rattles out, rebound is loose, and Newman will come away with it for South Courtright. Ahead for Lamport, for Ryan Slider. Back up top for Lamport as South Courtright goes right to left, top of the key, almost stolen away by Rivera. Tries to save it before going out of bounds. Can't do it though, he stepped on the line, and South Courtright will have possession.
Great anticipation there. Really anticipated that pass. Knew where it was going, and he jumped it pretty well.
So 4.5 to go, third quarter. South Courtright leads 35-29. Lawrence still in the bread and butter 2-3 zone. Here's Lamport to the far side. Gets it back, and now another steal for Lawrence. Knocked out of bounds, and a foul on Lamport. Just good hustle defense by the Leopards. As Edwin Rivera
really been
spark
a spark
off
plug.
The bench, yeah,
yeah, real big spark there. Like you were just talking about how he's the starter most of the year. Here he is off the bench, really providing a lift for his team right now.
He was replaced in the starting lineup by Jared Benjamin, who's 6'4", 6'5", in the center. So just kind of worked out that way. But real good energy off the bench here for Lawrence. But they still trail by 6, 35-29. Here's Conklin. Down low for Barra. Into the left baseline in front of the Lawrence bench. Back out for Weir. Now for Benjamin. 15 on the shot clock. Out for Conklin from downtown. Front of the rim, no good. He can't find the range. And South Courtright back the other way, going right to left. 3:55 to go, third quarter. Slider gets to the hole, but it's knocked out of bounds. And back to Lawrence with 3:51.
Boy, that kid's got a quick first step.
He sure does.
Right in front of us there.
Quick first step there for Ryan Slider. We'll take a break. 3:51 to go, third quarter. SK leads Lawrence in the boys' Section 4 Class D Finals, 35-29. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:51 to go, third quarter. Welcome back, Dave Smith and Nate Lowell on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. South Courtright leads Lawrence 35-29, live from SUNY Oneonta. Here's Conklin, right wing. Conklin skips it across for Mason Weir. Lawrence going left to right in the red and the white trimmed uniforms. Into the corner for Barra. Thought about a three. Back out. 15 on the shot clock. Conklin to the foul line. Steps in, and we're going to have a travel on Conklin. I think he was anticipating some contact and didn't get it before he took that final step.
Boy, Bear's been quiet. They really limited him. They're closing out on him very quick. He's been very, very quiet.
Lawrence will take a timeout. We'll take this opportunity to step away as well. South Courtright leads Lawrence 35-29, 3:29 to go. Third quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:29 to go, third quarter. Section 4, Class D boys final. South Courtright leading Lawrence 35-29. South Courtright the 3 seed, Lawrence the 4. Ty Lamport with the ball, crosses half court for SK as they go right to left. In the home whites with the blue trim and the blue shorts tonight. Ball loose along the sideline, and now it's stolen away here by Lawrence as they go left to right. In the red uniforms with the black and white trim, Mason Weir thought about a three, instead dribble drive, goes in, blocked away. Nice job there by Brett Post to get a hand on that as Mason Weir went to the tin. Here's Metzko to the far side for Lamport. Thought about a three. Lost it now as he tried to fake. Lawrence comes away with 2:50 to go in the third. Ahead for Conklin.
Lawrence has really got to start capitalizing these turnovers. That's three possessions in a row, and they haven't got a bucket yet.
Here's Rivera from downtown. That's off the mark in South Courtright. Another rebound, and they just continue to have this six-point lead at the moment. Here's Slider from downtown. Rattles out. Boy, halfway down before it popped out for Slider. Perfect-looking shot. Lawrence going left to right for Mason Weir. Bringing the ball up the floor. Looks like Monaco is going to come back in now for Lawrence at the next whistle. Here's Weir in front of his own bench for Berra in the corner. It's short. SK had a hand right in his face, and he couldn't get enough mustard on it. Metzko up the floor going right to left. Crosses half court. Now gets it to Lamport. Both teams having some trouble on the passing lanes the last few possessions. Here's Slider into the corner now. Back to the top of the key for Lamport. Steps in from the elbow. Right side goes up, and he's fouled with 1:53 to go in the third. It's SK 35, Lawrence 29. So Lawrence has only scored 3 points here in the third, and South Courtright has only scored 4. So it's kind of tightened up a little bit.
Defense is definitely tightened up on both ends, and they're not, you know, the rim is getting a little bit smaller here in the second half.
Here's Lamport to the line. First shot for the sophomore is good. Gets it to roll. And Lamport has 8 for the Rams. Monaco back in. Jared Benjamin will take a breather here for Lawrence. Second shot coming for Lamport. South Courtright with a 7-point lead. That one off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound for Lawrence. Conklin will walk it up the floor. Courtright, 36, Lawrence, 29. Here's Mason Weir to the left side. Weir for Conklin. And this defense has been all over the 3-point line. Weir steps in, can't get it to go. Rebound comes down for South Courtright. And now a block will be called on Mitchell Berra. With 1:33 to go in the third.
Andy Carr is really trying to figure out how the heck do I get my team a bucket right now and break the ice here.
It's been a couple of minutes since his team has been able to find the bottom of the hoop. And now South Courtright will bring it up the floor here with Ty Lamport. Lamport, top of the key for South Courtright as they go right to left. And into the corner for Metzko. Metzko across for Slider. Lost it in the paint. And here comes Lawrence back the other way. Another chance, but off the hands of Rivera. He saves it, but Lamport is there. And we'll have a foul on Monaco with 1:11 to go in the third. And Lawrence frustrated at the moment as they trail 36-29. That's the 7th team foul. And now South Courtright into the 1-1.
Boy, that's crucial. That's going to be 1-1 for the rest of the way here.
And the third foul on Monaco, someone they need to keep in the ballgame. So Lamport to the line for South Courtright. 1-1 here for the Rams. And this one off the front rim, no good. Rebound for Lawrence. And an outlet pass for Conklin, ahead for Weir. Weir back to Conklin. And somebody has to find a way to get a bucket here for the Leopards. Here is Weir, left side as they go left to right. Conklin steps in. Shoots it across. Now for Berra. Berra for Weir. Weir back out. Berra's going to have a wide open three. Got it. Boy, that was a big one there for Mitchell Berra when Lawrence needed it. He's got 9. It's 36-32.
Boy, this Weir kid plays like he's a senior.
35 seconds to go. Third quarter. Here's Lamport. Across for Porter. Downtown. Off the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. Ball on the floor. Who's it off of? Stays with Courtright. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there.
Little heat check there for Porter as he tried to hit that one out from Sacramento, California.
Well, he was hot in the first half. Hasn't scored yet in the second half, though. Yes, he did. Excuse me. Got the one free throw, so they all count. 36-32, 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Lamport. Lawrence putting on some pressure now, bringing that 2-3 zone up pretty high, giving Lamport some pressure. Lawrence trying to steal some of that momentum back. 10 on the game clock. Shot clock is off. Here's Porter. Porter to the left side, into the left baseline for Lamport. Drives down low. Metzko is fouled as he goes up with 3.5 to go. Boy, it looked like a clean block, but really hard to tell with all that traffic down low. Lawrence fans not happy. 3.5 to go, third quarter.
Andy Carr doesn't like it, that's for sure.
He's all the way up by half court. And he's upset. Metzko to the line. South Courtright leads 36-32. First shot is up and in for Metzko. And Griff Metzko now into double figures. He's got 10. Really balanced scoring here for South Courtright. Metzko with 10, Lamport with 8, Porter with 12, Slider with 7. Metzko's second shot is in. He's got 11. 38-32. Lawrence, a half-court shot from Conklin at the buzzer. Oh. Off the side rim. 38-32 after 3. South Courtright on top. Fourth quarter coming up of the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Attention job seekers in Oneonta. Are you looking for that next career step? StaffWorks is now recruiting for assembler positions in Oneonta. A number of full and part-time positions at $8.75 an hour are now open in Oneonta. And StaffWorks is your key to getting one of these new jobs. For more information, call StaffWorks at 334-5055. That's 334-5055. Assembler positions are available now in Oneonta. Apply online at staffworkscny.com. That's staffworkscny.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here, folks. South Courtright leads Lawrence 38-32, 8 minutes away from knowing who will win the Section 4 Class D Finals here at SUNY Oneonta.
Here we go, partner.
Here we go. Barra in the corner for Lawrence. Wouldn't this be a good start? Off the front rim, no good. Ball loose. Barra somehow comes up with it. Up, can't get the left-handed layup, but he's fouled. Boy, did everything but put it home there. And now he'll go to the line. Barra somehow swooped his way in there and was able to put it home.
Yeah, I don't know where he came from. He came out of nowhere to grab that rebound. These are big free throws right here.
Barra to the line. First one is up and in. Mitchell Barra, he's got 10. So Barra with 10, Conklin with 13. Two guys in double figures for Lawrence. Second shot coming here for Mitchell Barra. It's 38-33, South Courtright on top. Barra's second shot is pure.
Do you get a sense right now, Nate, that the momentum's kind of going back toward Lawrence right now?
It seems like one team will take it, then it pops back to the other team. But Lawrence, it does seem like trying to claw away at it here. 38-34, 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. No, nothing easy at all. Here's Porter with a jumper. That one is short. Monaco, the rebound. It was knocked away. That stays with Lawrence. Good hustle, though, by Andrew Post of South Courtright. So 7:22 to go in the fourth. I do feel like at the moment South Courtright maybe not as aggressive as they have been on the offensive end, almost just playing to hold on to the lead at the moment.
Settling for jump shots. Porter, I mean, listen, I know he was hot in the first half, but you know what? Now you got to let your big stud step up and win the game.
Here's Mason Weir for Monaco, and here's a steal by Ryan Slider, senior leadership here for the Rams. He's off to the races down the right side. It's South Courtright in the home white uniforms, the blue shorts. They go right to left. Here's Lamport, top of the key, back for Slider. Again for Lamport. Gets into the paint. Down low, great pass off the glass, no good for Porter. And here comes Lawrence. Mitchell Barra down the right wing. As they go left to right, and now a foul on Lamport with 6:46 to go. Courtright leads 38-34, and that is the third foul here on Ty Lamport. And head coach Bob Van Valkenburg for South Courtright wants to talk things over. We'll take a break as well. Stay with us, folks. WCDOsports.com and locally on 100.9 FM. SK leads 38-34. We'll be right back on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Welcome back on CDO. Nate Lowe joined by Dave Smith tonight. South Courtright leads 38-34. Lawrence with the ball going left to right. Into the left baseline. On the baseline is Barra. O's up. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound and he's fouled.
That's on Lamport. It's his fourth.
No, it's on Metzko.
Got lucky there.
Oh, it was close. They were both right there. That's three on Metzko, though. They're going to have to be careful. There's a lot of time left in this fourth quarter. 38-34 the score. Barra to the line. First one is up and in. Mitchell Barra. So Barra's got 12. Second shot coming for Barra. He is cool as a cucumber here at the line, it seems, for Lawrence. They've got it down to three. And it's good. Barra gets 13. Now a timeout taken here by Lawrence. We'll keep it right here. 6:33 to go in the fourth. South Courtright leads 38-36. Dave and I will continue to talk about the game in just a second, but I wanted to recognize some of our special sponsors here tonight who are making this game possible. Of course, some teams that we don't normally have here on WCDO. So a big thank you to the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. They're the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond, with locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Street in Oneonta. The Lawrence Booster Club, proudly supporting Leopards Athletics. You can go to their three-on-three tournament, basketball tournament on the 18th and 19th of April, or their dodgeball tournament coming up next week on the 14th. Staffworks of Norwich, they're looking for people for assembler jobs starting at 875 right here in Oneonta. Call them today, 334-5055, or visit online, staffworkscny.com. Also, Robinson Terrace, senior and assisted living facility in Stamford, and Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, special sponsors supporting South Courtright Athletics here tonight. 38-36. Dave, the momentum continues to swing towards Lawrence, it feels like, but South Courtright trying to get a bucket. They can't do it down low. And now an and one.
That's a big one.
Off the rebound. He missed the first one, but Andrew Post puts the second one in, and he goes to the line, his first bucket of the night.
He's lucky he did that, because I think Coach Bobby V was getting ready to rip him right out of the game for missing the first layup.
So trying to complete the three-point play is Andrew Post. For Courtright, this one rattles out. Still a four-point game, 40-36.
A lot of time left in this thing, Nate. We're in for a wild finish, I think.
Section 4, Class D Boys Championship here from Oneonta State. Courtright, the Delaware League champs. Lawrence, the Tri-Valley champs. Shot for Jarrett Benjamin. Barra, the rebound, and he's fouled. He's down hard to the floor, but right back up. Who's this going to be on? It's going to be the fourth foul. No, it's going to be on South Courtright and Andrew Post. That's his third. So you got three guys with three right now. You got Lamport, Metzko, and now Post, all with three fouls. But Lawrence is on the same boat. Weir with three, Monaco with three. So here's Barra to the line.
Bear's really gotten aggressive here in this fourth quarter, just really trying to get himself to the rim, and he's been at the free throw line. This is now a sixth free throw here in the second or in the fourth quarter.
He puts it in. He's got 14. It's 40-37. Second shot coming is in. Another product of AAU, Dave. 40-38, 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. And here is Lamport. Top of the key. Metzko with a big screen there on Conklin.
That was a man screen right there.
There are a lot of men out on the floor here tonight in this game. Here's Lamport. Back for Metzko from downtown. Off the back rim. Lamport the rebound. Back up for stop court right. Off the mark, no good. Ball loose on the floor. And it's out of bounds. And we'll go back to Lawrence. 5:39 to go in the fourth. It's a two-point ball game, folks. South Courtright leading Lawrence 40-38. And now Lawrence will bring the ball up the floor with Jared Conklin going left to right. Here's Weir at half court. Back to Conklin. Conklin right side. Passes back over to Weir. Lawrence being very patient against this zone defense of South Courtright. 5:20 to go in the fourth. Here's Vera in the corner. Courtright leads 40-38. Conklin from downtown. He's got it. Jared Conklin gives Lawrence the lead. He's got 16. And now a timeout on the floor. Lawrence up by one.
Wow, Nate. Wow. Unbelievable shot. Big moment for Conklin. Hasn't hit a shot the whole second half. Buries a three.
Let's keep it right here. 5:09 to go in the fourth. Lawrence 41. Courtright 40. That Lawrence fan section just exploded because you could almost tell as soon as Conklin let it go, that thing looked like it was going down.
He knew it was going in. He held that Michael Jordan-style gooseneck and just said, hey, I'm making it. And it came down the defensive end and was ready to go.
Conklin with 16 tonight on 5 3-pointers. He's a senior who obviously doesn't want his career to end. So if you're on the other side for South Courtright, Bobby Van down on one knee. Talking to his guys. He's got some seniors over there like Ryan Slider. This is a South Courtright team that won Section 4 Class D in soccer. They're used to these big games. They went to the semifinals last year in basketball before losing to Davenport. And here they are. Still a one-point game and a lot of time left. Momentum could easily change a few more times here, Dave.
I got a feeling that your and I's voice box are going to be a little tight tonight after this one because I think we got a lot of basketball left.
Third game of the day. We did the first game down at the arena. BG girls losing to Watkins Glen, 43-37. We did the Class D girls game here earlier, South Courtright winning against Milford. So this is our third game of the day. Great to have you along here on CDO. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter in our final game of the day. Here's Lamport on the baseline. Up, this one short, and a rebound for Jarrett Benjamin. And here is Weir up the floor. Conklin to the right side. Conklin back for Weir for Barra in the corner. Barra on the baseline. Dribbled it off his foot out of bounds. Ball back to the SK Rams with 4:42 to go in the fourth.
Trying to do too much there. I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to get Metzko with his fourth foul, but he's just trying to do too much. Get the ball, work it around a little bit.
South Courtright going right to left. Here's Lamport, top of the key. Another solid screen on Conklin. Here's Slider, who has not had much room to breathe. For Lamport, jumper from the baseline, or excuse me, the foul line, no good. Rebound for Lawrence. Here comes Conklin up the floor. Now for Weir. Weir for Barra, a little give and go. Back for Conklin, steps in, three ball again, off the rim, no good. Jared Benjamin, the rebound, back up and in. The sophomore puts it home, he's got 6 points. Lawrence leads 43-40. Here's Lamport across, half court for South Courtright. They find themselves down by three for Slider. Slider in the corner now for Metzko. Can South Courtright grab the momentum back? Lamport for Slider. Now for Metzko to the baseline. Goes up off the glass and in.
What a reverse move there, Nate.
Griff Metzko finds some daylight on the baseline. Puts it home. It's 43-42. Lawrence on top by one. 3:35 to go. Fourth quarter here from Oneonta State. Here's Barra. Step in jumper. Off the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. Lawrence comes back with it. Here's Conklin. Right side. Now for Weir. What a move, says to slow down and put the brakes on with that hand signal to his squad. Back out for Weir, three ball, off the mark. Monaco, the rebound, back up, he can't get it to go. It's loose, Conklin grabs it, in the paint, up, off the front rim, no good. Rebound again for Barra of Lawrence, and this one rattles out. And finally the Rams rip down the rebound.
Wow. chippies. Can't put the chippy in.
3 minutes to go. It's 43-42. Lauren's on top of South Courtright. Here's Metzko. Left side as South Courtright goes right to left. Lamport for Slider from downtown. That is short. And the rebound for Vera of Lawrence. And here comes Mason Weir to half court. Finds Vera in front of the scorer's table left side. Dribbles between the legs. Gets baseline. Tries to skip it across and a steal by South Courtright. Ryan Slider sneaking in and taking it away. Here comes South Courtright. Lamport drives to the hole. And he's fouled and will go to the line.
I got to tell you, the difference of facial expressions on both coaches is pretty impressive. You got Andy Carr. I don't know that, you know, he's been in some of these games, but you got Bobby B, who hasn't. I don't think his facial expression has changed this whole fourth quarter.
2:29 to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence 43, South Courtright 42. And these are two coaches who want this one bad here tonight. Lamport to the line, off the back rim.
Free
no
throw,
good.
Hey.
Lamport, second one coming. Here's the team foul situation. 10 for Lawrence, 7 for South Courtright. And Andy Carr takes a timeout here for Lawrence. 2:29 to go, fourth quarter, Section 4, Class D. Boys Championship will step away for 60 seconds here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Lamport, his second shot for SK from the line, rattles out. Boy, that thing looks like it's about as big as a golf cup right now.
Oh, man, he's really struggling. 0 for his last three and missed both free throws.
Lawrence with the ball, 43-42, fourth quarter, 2:17 to go.
Oh, now he picked up his fourth foul.
And a foul on Lamport. And this is going to send Vera to the line, who has been silky smooth for Lawrence. Section 4 Class D championship game here live from Oneonta State. Nate Lull joined by Dave Smith tonight. This has been a great game.
Oh, listen, it's the ticket was it's as good as the hype as we talked about.
Yep, worth the price of admission here. Vera to the line. It's up and in. Mitchell Vera. He's got 16. So Conklin and Vera, two seniors for Lawrence, both have 16 points. It's 44-42. Lawrence on top with 2:17 to go. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Vera to the line. This one rattles out. Monaco, a rebound, goes to put it up. It's stripped, and Metzko comes away for SK. Outlet pass to Slider. Cross-court pass for Lamport. Lamport for Metzko to the left side for Slider. Outside the three-point line for Metzko. Again for Lamport. Steps in. Jumper is good. Ty Lamport.
Back. Shooters keep shooting, Nate. They keep shooting. Shoot the way out of a slump.
1:50 to go, and now Slider goes for the steal. Can't do it. So we're tied at 44 with 1:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Now here's Vera. Gets to the hoop off the glass. He missed it. Ball loose. Benjamin the rebound here for Lawrence. He tries to go up. Now passes back out to Conklin. Finds Weir, who steps in. Back out for Conklin. 1:30 to go. Fourth quarter, we're tied at 44. 25 on the shot clock here. Vera skips it across the zone for Conklin. Conklin tracks it down. 15 on the shot clock. 1:20 to go on the game clock. And into the corner now for Vera. Across for Conklin. From downtown, this one's short. Vera trying to save it, and Lamport comes away instead for South Courtright. down the right wing, 105 to go, tied at 44. Here's Slider up to the hoop, gets it off in the paint, and the shot is missed by South Courtright. The rebound doesn't go down as either for Andrew Post. And Lawrence, with under a minute to go, has the ball, and we're tied at 44.
Both sides are getting on their feet here, Nate. It's about to be an exciting finish.
Mason Weir with the ball. 45 seconds to go, fourth quarter. He finds Conklin. 20 on the shot clock. Lawrence going left to right. Weir with the ball. Top of the key for Conklin. Outside for Benjamin. Gets it baseline. Goes up off the glass and in. Jarrett Benjamin with 8. And a timeout on the floor with 30 seconds left. Lawrence is up by 2.
Wow.
And this place is ready to explode. Unbelievable. Lawrence up by 2. We'll keep it right here. 30 seconds to go. Now if you're South Courtright, you have to just shake off that last possession. They had a couple of good looks, couldn't get it to go down. But still, 30 seconds left and you have the ball if you're South Courtright.
30 seconds left, and you know, as a coach, I mean, I have an idea what I think I would do. I think I would try for a quick 2, and if I don't get it, I can extend the game by fouling. But at the same time, Bobby V might look at it differently. He might say, hey, let's just come down, wind this thing down, and try to get this thing into overtime right now.
Wow, 30 seconds to go. 46-44, Lawrence on top of South Courtright. Again, thank you to all our special sponsors for allowing us to be here tonight for this great Section 4 Class D basketball game. As it is coming down to the last 30 seconds. Everybody doing all their little homework, checking how many timeouts are left. It looks like Lawrence has 1, Courtright has 2. Will we have overtime? Will we have some last-minute magic? We're going to know here in just a second as both teams breaking the huddle. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Both sides of the arena here at SUNY Oneonta at the Fieldhouse on their feet. South Courtright, though, does seem a little stunned at the moment. 46-44. Courtright gets the ball into Lamport. He's in the backcourt. Has some pressure coming from Mason Weir. They get it ahead for Ryan Slider. 23 on the clock.
Plenty of time here.
Here's Metzko. Puts on the brakes. Gets it for Slider. Left side down to 15 to go. It's a two-point game. Now for Metzko. Goes up off the glass.
Charge.
It's a charge on Metzko. Wow, absolutely unbelievable. Metzko goes in, makes the bucket, and the referees have called the charge as Anthony Monaco sacrifices the body with 11 seconds to go. Wow, what a way to decide this game, and Lawrence is going to take a timeout. Wow. And the boos come down from the SK side, and the cheers come down from the Lawrence side. What a huge play.
Wow. You know, I got to tell you, when he went down the lane, you saw the kid from Lawrence kind of slide in there. Bang, bang play, Nate. You know, you're never, as a referee, have been on that side of making that call. Not the easiest call in the world. It could go either way. You know, so at that point, unfortunately for South Korea, it didn't go their way that time.
Oh, my goodness. 46-44. Lawrence on top by 2. And they'll have the ball. So now, if you're South Korea, do you just quickly foul here and send Lawrence to the line and hope that Mitchell Barrett doesn't have the ball?
You don't want O'Bear to have it, and you definitely got to foul here. You got to foul quick, and then you got to be able to draw something up here that you got to come down and get either a 3 or 2, depending on what's going to happen. Perfect play call, though. Get the ball to Metzko and let him go baseline. He's been doing it all night.
And he went in, and he got hit hard in there, and he got the shot to go, but the charge from Anthony Monaco. Wow, 11 seconds to go. It's 46-44. Lawrence is going to have the ball, and South Courtright is going to bring the full court pressure. Lawrence, a lot of pressure here to try to get the ball in cleanly.
Yes. Watch the home run ball, though.
Bear is going to inbound. Gets it to Weir, and they're fouling him right away with 10 seconds to go now. 10.6 to be exact. 46-44 the score. And this will send Mason Weir to the line. Another guy who is cool, calm, and collected. He's got a big smile on his face right now. Not like the sectional finals are in the balance here, and you're at the foul line. 10 seconds to go. Timeout here for South Courtright.
Bobby Van was out of that timeout, still giving that referee an earful.
We'll keep it right here, 46-44 the score. Again, just want to thank our special sponsors here for this coverage tonight, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, the Lawrence Booster Club, Staffworks of Norwich, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, and Robinson Terrace Senior and Assisted Living Facility in Stamford. So Mason Weir to the line for Lawrence. Lawrence leads 46-44, 10 seconds left in the fourth quarter, live here on CDO from SUNY Oneonta. Boy, you got to hope if you're South Courtright that Weir misses one of these shots. He's going to have two from the line. If he misses one, it's a three-point ball game. He could go down and go for a tie with 10 seconds left. If he makes both, this could be a done deal here for Lawrence.
A lot of time left. Van Valkenburg's got another timeout left, you know, so we'll see what happens here.
I don't know
that he makes both. Sophomore, a lot of pressure.
Lawrence with no timeouts left. Courtright with one. Both teams are in the double bonus. Lawrence leads 46-44, 10 seconds left. Mason Weir to the line for Lawrence. To our right, as we're down here on the floor in our broadcast position. Weir to the line. First one coming for Lawrence and sophomore Mason Weir. It's up and in. Mason Weir with 7 points. And that was a big one. It's 47-44. This is the one that really counts.
If he misses this, do you foul?
Tough call. I'm sure they talked about it in the timeout. If he makes it, he doesn't. Rebound, loose on the floor. Monaco comes away with it. We're going to have a jump
projection
ball.
South Courtright.
And the arrow goes to Courtright with 7.7 to go.
Oh, man.
This is going to set up for a last second call here.
Who's shooting the three, Nate? You're going to let Sluder?
I think Slider has to go for
Slater
it here.
Slater, you got Lamport.
47-44, 7 seconds left. The possession arrow goes to South Courtright. Weir misses the foul shot. Ball loose on the floor. Everybody dogpiles onto it. And here we go. So 7.7 to go. South Courtright's going to have to go the full length of the floor. If it's me, I'm trying to get the ball to Slider.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. You gotta bring the ball all the way up. So you got to have a play drawn. You got to be able to inbound the basketball, and then you got to have a play drawn that's able to get you a three-point shot off in 7.7 seconds. And that's not easy in high school basketball.
We saw it with 5 seconds the other night. Stamford went for a home run pass, threw it over the defense, and got a three at the buzzer, and it went off the back rim. South Courtright won that game by three. But we're here, 47-44. Section 4, Class D Finals. The winner on to state. Representing Section 4, Griff Metzko is going to inbound the ball. He's another candidate for someone who might take this shot, maybe Brandon Porter if he has to. Boy, here we go, 7.7 to go. Lawrence, of course,
do you foul here, Nate?
That's another opportunity that Lawrence might take. Put him right on the line. So we'll see if they can get the ball in. They get it to Lamport. 7 to 6, down to 5. Lamport comes up. Can he get the 3 off? Gets it to Metzko in the corner at the buzzer. Off the rim, no good. And Lawrence wins 47-44.
Wow, what a finish.
Unbelievable. South Courtright got a pretty clean look. Metzko in the corner. It comes up short. And Lawrence wins 47-44. You got to think back to 2009 when South Courtright went undefeated. Beat Lawrence by 5 in the sectional finals. A little payback tonight here for Lawrence, but what a great competitive game, just like we talked about the whole way, Dave.
Unbelievable game. Great sportsmanship by both teams, but just a dogfight. I mean, was this Manny Pacquiao Mayweather fight the preview or what?
Unbelievable. Lawrence wins 47-44. They are your 2014-15 Section 4 Class D champions. This one will sting for South Courtright. But what a way to go for the Lawrence Leopards. Congratulations to them, and also congratulations to South Courtright on a heck of a season. We'll come back. We'll have our final awards. We'll break it down, and we'll be right back. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull on WCDO Sports.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to SUNY Oneonta. Live on WCDO, Nate Lowe alongside Dave Smith. The boys Section 4 Class D final. Lawrence defeats South Courtright 47-44. An absolutely unbelievable finish. South Courtright with a chance to tie it at the buzzer. Shot comes up a little short for Griff Metzko. Oh, just such great credit to both of these teams. Dave, your thoughts on this wild one here today?
It's amazing the second half adjustments. I mean, we thought we were for a shootout. This thing was in to be well over 100 points combined between both teams. And then second half, both teams defensively just stepped up. Those passes, those windows got a lot shorter. But the senior leadership of the Barricade on the other side, just getting to the rim, he really took the fourth quarter over, which... great composure, and that's why he's a senior and he didn't want a season to end.
Let's go through our scoring summary. First, for South Courtright, they end their season with a record of 20-3. Ryan Slider with 7. Brandon Porter with 12. Ty Lamport with 10. Griff Metzko with 13 for South Courtright. On the other side for Lawrence, 16 from Mitchell Barra, 16 from Jared Conklin, 7 from Mason Weir, and 8 from Jared Benjamin. So just the usual suspects on both sides putting it in. This is going to be crazy. So Lawrence is going to advance to the state tournament, and they'll get to have the game here at Oneonta State. As this year, it's a little different. The boys from Section 4 will take on Section 3, as it's always been. The girls will actually take on an opponent from Section 9. So that'll be a little different. And, you know, tune back this week. We'll have some more updates for you on where these teams are going to go and all that type of information. So again, 47-44. Let's get into our awards here tonight. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll give this award tonight to Mitchell Barra. I think, I'm going to give this one to Jared Conklin. 16 points for Lawrence. Hit 5 3-pointers. Had an absolute great evening here, so we'll give the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award to Jared Conklin. Don't worry, we'll get back to Mitchell Barra in a moment. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Want to pick somebody from South Court right here. I think you got to give it to Griff Metzko. Scrappy. All over the place. He was really involved in a lot of this game right down the stretch. If you just tuned in, maybe you're only hearing the final score. Metzko made a layup, which would have given South Courtright the lead, and he would have gone to the line, but it was called a charge. And so Metzko just laid it all on the line here tonight. We'll give him the NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. Echo Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Awards. I said I'd get back to a Mitchell Barra. Echo Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best of all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. Mitchell Barra of Lawrence, our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. So each team getting their medals, and the championship trophy will come out soon here for Lawrence at half court. Boy, what an exciting game, 47-44. Dave, thanks for coming along here today for these two games.
Absolutely. Great to be here, Nate.
And thanks to all our listeners who tuned in earlier today when the South Courtright Lady Rams defeated Milford, and also earlier when we saw the BG Lady Bobcats fall down at the arena in Binghamton to Watkins Glen. So it's been an exciting day of hoops here. And again, a special thank you to all our sponsors. Want to run through them one more time. Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Lawrence Booster Club, Staffworks of Norwich, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Robinson Terrace, Senior and Assisted Living Facility in Stanford. Thank you to you. Thank you to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios, and also to Greg Davey for joining me down in Binghamton on halftime earlier today. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.